It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We learned the miracle about feeding 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Another miracle is recorded in Matthew chapter 14, Mark chapter 6, and John chapter 6. Now, this miracle is Jesus Christ walking on the water. Luke did not record this story. So some people might be thinking this story might be not true. But this is a true story. 3 Gospels records this story. The 5,000 people were fed and they were sent away. They went rejoicing to their homes. But John chapter 6 verse 14, he records that there were some people there came when Jesus Christ fed those people. Some of the people there wanted to take Jesus Christ by force to make him a king. So the word of God says Jesus went in the mountain and stayed there praying. And he said to his disciples, "Now you go other side." So the disciples went by boat, and as you know, that was not a long distance from the mountain to the shore. Last time we learned that people ran to the mountain. So now while the disciples are going, the wind started blowing against them, so they could hardly move. The people went away before the dark. Now this time is almost 3 a.m. in the morning. Can you imagine how much trouble these disciples had taking this boat to the shore? Now this time Jesus is not in the boat. Jesus is in the mountain and he's praying. He did not want name or fame. If he wanted to be a king at that particular time, people do not have to force him to be king. He would have been willingly saying, "Okay, I want to be your king." But Jesus Christ came into this world to start his kingdom in your heart, in my heart. He wants you and me to receive the kingdom of God in our hearts and live for God for his glory. So what I'm trying to say, Jesus Christ stayed in the mountain. Disciples are struggling in the middle of the sea. And disciples might be thinking, why Jesus doesn't come to rescue us? What is so important to go into the mountain and pray and we are suffering here? That's the same way sometimes we feel when we go through all kinds of trials and tribulation, sickness, disease, or any other problems. We feel, where is God? Why God do not come to rescue us? But Jesus Christ was watching everything. The Word of God says our God doesn't sleep, he doesn't slumber. He watches over you and me. Jesus Christ started walking on the water, coming towards his disciples. But the word of God says the disciples were afraid. And they start thinking, this has to be the ghost or evil spirit. So they start crying and shouting for help. Here Jesus Christ comes and says, be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid. All of them heard this saying, but Peter was excited. Peter says, if it is you, he's saying to Jesus, then command me to come to you. I want to walk on the water. Jesus Christ simply said, come. And Peter start walking on the water. Now, we do not know the distance, but I believe the distance has to be a little bit far, because if Jesus Christ was closer to them, they would not be saying he's a ghost. But he was far away from them. And he was even walking such a way that he wanted to pass them. He wanted to see what their reaction was. But when he heard them crying for help, that's the time he says, do not be afraid. Peter says, give me command. I want to come to you. And I want to walk on the water. And when Jesus Christ says, come, he start walking. And he walked almost close to Jesus Christ. But when he start looking at the waves and the wind, he got scared. He was a fisherman. He was not afraid of water. But this is middle of the sea. He thought, I'm going to die. So he called upon Jesus. Lord, help me. Jesus, help me. Jesus stretched his hand and rescued him. We do not know how far Jesus was from Peter. But you can see, the word of God says, my hand is not shortened, my ears are not deaf. God can reach his hand to rescue you from your problems. What you have to do? Call upon Jesus. In the time of trouble, call upon him. He will answer. He will rescue you. And he rescued Peter from the danger. And then what? They walked back to the boat, both of them. And when Jesus Christ came into the boat, all trouble was ceased. The wind stopped, the wave stopped, and there was a calm. And the word of God says they were amazed, and they realized, this is not an ordinary man. This is God. As we learn, some prophet took 20 loaves of bread and fed 100 people. So the people start thinking, oh, he is a prophet. He is a truly prophet. But now, Jesus Christ proved to them, he is not only prophet, but he is God. No man ever walked on the water before. In those days, there were no advanced technology that Jesus could use to walk on the water. He walked on the water, and that was a miracle. And Peter, being a man, he was able to walk on the water. How? Because he believed, if Jesus is there, and if he tells me to come, I will walk on the water. And he did. So dear friends, Jesus Christ has given us authority over your situation. Whatever the problem you are going through, call upon Jesus. He will give you grace to walk over your problems, and you will be victorious. There is nothing impossible with God. God gives you power and authority over sickness, disease, and any problem you are facing. If you're looking at your problems, your problem looks like a mountain. But the Word of God says, magnify the Lord. What does it mean? Make your God bigger than your problem. When we start magnifying God and praising God and glorifying God, and not to doubt and not to fear about any other problems, trust in the Lord, and He will do miracles for you. I know there are so many people listening to my voice right now. They might be sitting and thinking, this is just the story. It doesn't happen today. Our God does miracles today. Why don't you trust Him? Why don't you give Him a chance? You might have tried everything. Why don't you try Jesus? I believe Jesus Christ is alive today. How do I know? Because I found Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. He did signs and wonders and miracles in my life. God is doing miracles in every believer's life. I don't have to tell you what God is doing in my life. He's doing miracles in your life and everyone's life. But sometimes we do not praise God or give glory to God. Start thanking what God has done for you. And He will do more for you. Magnify the Lord. Ask God to help you. Just like Peter says, help me, Lord. I'm drowning or I'm dying. Jesus Christ rescued him, and He will rescue you, and He will calm the storm in your life. There is nothing impossible with God. If you never tried Jesus, this is your chance. Just call upon Him. Say, Jesus, please forgive all my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Lord Jesus, touch me. Heal me, deliver me, set me free. I commit my life into your hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.